Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Balad. And there is a narrative which is the same text, however, the chain of narration of that narrative is different. One of them is found in Al-Basit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and the other one is found in Salawi's Tafsir. Both have different chains of narration. However, as far as Wahidi's Tafsir is concerned, I'll read out this narrative to you. It says, "Man qara'a la uqsimu bihazal balad," which of course is the first verse of Surah Balad, "a'taahu Allahu al-amana min ghadbihi yawm al-qiyamah." A person who recites Surah Balad, the Almighty shall protect him from his anger on the Day of Judgment. So the Almighty will protect him from his own anger on the Day of Judgment. Now, this narrative has been regarded to be concocted and fabricated by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and the reason perhaps is that it contains two very weak and suspect narrators. One of them is Harun bin Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam bin Sulaym al-Madaini. About Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, the words of Yahya ibn Ma'in are Laysa bishay, and at another place his words are La yuktabu, Zaifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says Laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani regards him to be Ghayru Siqa. Abu Zura' and Abu Hatim regard him to be Zaif. Imam Bukhari and Imam Nisai says that he has been abandoned, he's Matruk. And at another place, the words of Imam Nisai are Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bukhvi says Za'iful hadith chiddan. He's extremely weak in matters of hadith. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash also regards him to be Matruk like Imam Bukhari and Imam Nisai. And also says at another place that he's Kazab, that he's a liar. And on the basis of this, Hafiz ibn Hajar has actually regarded this narrative to be concocted. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, which is recorded in Salibi's Tafsir, as I said earlier on, it's absolutely the same as far as the text is concerned. And it is also reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, like the previous narrative from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, its chain of narration contains a person who is extremely suspect, and his name is Nuh ibn Abi Maryam. Nuh ibn Abi Maryam. And Yahya ibn Ma'in says, Laysa bishay, his comments about Nuh ibn Maryam are, Laysa bishay wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. Abu Zura says that he is Za'iful Hadith. And Abu Hatim, Imam Muslim, and Abu Bashar Dulabi and Dar Qutni regard him to be Matrukul Hadith. And Bukhari, Imam Bukhari says, Munkarul Hadith. And in another place, his words are Zahibul Hadith Chitin. Imam Nisai says that Nuh ibn Maryam is Laysa bisiqa wa la ma'mun. And at another place, his words are Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Imam Hakim says that he fabricates narratives which describe the blessings of reading various surahs of the Quran. And of course, this narrative is exactly the same one. And Ibn Hibban says, لا يجوز الاحتجاج به, that it is not permissible to actually bring any argument from him or to take any argument from him. He should not be relied upon in this case. So in the place, in the presence of all this material, we can say that this narrative, which is recorded in Salawi's Tafsir, also cannot be relied upon. All in all, both these chains of narration are extremely weak. One of them has been regarded as concocted and fabricated by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and the other one, because of Nuh ibn Maryam, has also similarly an extremely weak inscription to the Prophet, or in fact, we can say that it has no basis at all. So as far as reading or reaping the blessings of Surah Balad is concerned, the best way is that we understand its message, we reflect on its meanings, we read it with a good translation and spread its message. This is the best way to reap its blessings. And we should totally disregard and ignore a narrative as such, as the one that I just described, about which our hadith authorities clearly say that it is concocted. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ